Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. On Live Talk, we are discussing the food situation in Zimbabwe with the Food and Agriculture Organization announcing that nearly 3.5 million people are in urgent need of food aid due to a drought. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. In South Africa, skateboarding is enjoying something of a revolution. The once predominantly male pursuit is attracting more and more women. VOA Zaha Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Boards, helmets, knee pads, and a whole lot of determination to bounce back when you take a tumble. Welcome to Girlskate. It might not always look graceful, but it's a blast for these kids. Girlskate was founded by Sharnay Jacobs about 10 years ago, when she realized she was often the only female in her local skate park. Sharnay was determined to spark a change. Today, she holds free training sessions in Soweto and other impoverished communities like this one in Kaya Sands.
This was the perfect opportunity for me to get a skate park in for them and start doing sessions with them, because I do believe that skateboarding can teach life lessons to the kids and it can help them a lot.
Perseverance, confidence, and a splash of self-expression. Jacobs is instilling these values in her students. 17-year-old Maya Mashaba has only been skating for 3 months, but is already feeling the thrill.
Oh, I feel so good. Like, it's very fun. It's scary to see someone else doing it, but once you try, it's very nice.
Mashaba has women's skateboarding trailblazers like skateboarder Bopelo Awua to look up to. She represented South Africa at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Awua was only 15 years old, and unfortunately, an injury kept her out of the games, but her presence was part of a trend. Awua initially got into skateboarding because of her brother. She would see him in the yard skating with his friends, and when they weren't looking, she would borrow his board and start practicing. Today, the girls don't have to sneak around, play with the boys.
Now, I feel like they don't really have a choice because there's been such a rapid growth of female skateboarders, it's kind of become normal. And some of the female skateboarders, I mean, we're skating at the same level or very close level as the boys, so there's not really much they can do about it but just to accept it openly.
Awua is trying to win a spot in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, and if she gets there, she wants her performance to bring even more goals to the sport that has given us so much joy. Siri Kassam, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
In other news, a former finance minister, Tendai Biti, was convicted today of verbally assaulting a Russian woman, Tatiana Aleshina. While delivering her judgment, Harare magistrate Fuongai Kuriro said the complainant's evidence was inconsistent and exaggerated, but still found Biti guilty. Biti's lawyer, Aleka Mutadeama, speaks to Studio 7.
We contest the verdict of guilt and we are going to appeal to the High Court on various grounds. One, on the basis that we felt strongly that this was a constitutional matter which ought to have been referred to the Constitutional Court. We also contest the legality of Section 89(1)(b) under which he was charged. We also contest the findings of the magistrate that the witnesses were credible. And we also contest the fact that Tendai's evidence was not rebutted by the state. So for these reasons, we are going to file an appeal to the High Court. But because the trial itself has not been terminated, we await tomorrow's proceedings to find out what sentence is likely to face. Then we'll take it up together with the conviction. So the chances are that we'll appeal against both conviction and sentence. So for now, the matter has been rolled over to tomorrow at 10 o'clock for continuation. So tomorrow we'll be addressing the court on mitigation in the state. If they have, they will be addressing on aggravation. And then we leave it to the magistrate to decide.
That was BT's lawyer, Alec Muchade-Ama, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, the government says it has set up an inter-ministerial task force to investigate evictions and demolitions in the country. Information Minister Jenfan Musere speaks to Studio 7.
An inter-ministerial task force has been set up to be able to analyze on a case-by-case basis on what really transpired and what needs to be done. It's more about what needs to be done, but also to underline the fact that land barons will always be topical, that the law enforcement agencies will always be prepared to address or to apprehend any land barons who are conducting illegal businesses around the country. But the president has always stressed that the government is humanistic. This is the government of the people. And we respect people.
What will become of the demolitions? Are they going to stop or?
No, they have already been suspended way back. We are now looking at how best we can come up with a sustainable solution to provide a long-lasting solution in terms of housing, agricultural land, and infrastructure development. The president has already indicated clearly that he wants security of tenure. He wants to ensure that property rights are respected, and at the same time, he has indicated through the title deeds program, who has been in a position to provide some of the infrastructure in major cities and also in other rural areas, and also providing title deeds under the presidential title deeds program.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are talking about the current food situation in the country at a time when American economist Steve Hank says that Zimbabwe has the world's highest inflation rate at 1,367%, followed by Argentina with just 197%. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Chief Kulumani Matema of Ngameni in Gwanda and Amatobo Mangwe, Ward 17, Councillor Mpendulo Ncube. Yes, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Yebo,
siyabonga. Hayi, siyabonga, siyaphila. Sizaqala ngani Nduna Matema, sikhangela isimo sendlala kumi njani khona ngapho eGwanda?
Indlala inkulu kakhulu, inkulu kakhulu, kuyadalisa ukukhona usebantwini, njalo abantu bavele bona bengapha ngokuthi eGwanda ngapha bame kakhulu enkomeni. Na inkomo zivele zinamba zikhangele ukuthi zizawusa into ezidala ukuthi bazakhiphe endlaleni, kuthi ukuthi bazabe bele njalo imali kayo abantu bazeyithole imali. Ngoba into engakhangela the welfare for what they want nje, lapho imbongo yenza khona nge-general survey. Ngithole ukuthi bathi kubuye 400 bags for ama-village that include isizwe, iMayezane, iMafwanke, Kalaza, Napani one, two, the Maku. So, Amazon to Nalana, apparently, we were 7. Now we are 200 bags. In 400 bags is not even enough for the village. So, in Galau, it's in a only 100 canyon. You have the state of government to take this in the meantime. Why the Kanye and I could not cool on the money, but I was trained up with Yalo, so we put a cool out one day. We were in my letter to enjoy cooking for example, and I go for a two. We should have a whole thing with Incomogas in over Israel and Nana over and Nati. We didn't have a land in Omo, Navan. And the community, the government should provide a safe space or open space for those who want to access the community. And the main event is to have a conditionality. I have a band of people who are going to get a lot of money and the operator. What are the community? Our village is taking you to Avant. You are in the name of you and fully pay it for all the community. Avant.
Hai siyabonga baba Matema sibuye kuwe councilor Ncube kumi njani emangwe khona ngapho isimo sendlala
ye entaliwe ngi ngatala ntambo yethula ukuthi njengoba ubaba elethile lapho ukuthi isimo sendlala ukuthi singathi siyahlupha singakhangelelanga abantu kakhulu njalo sikhangelele izifuyo ngoba siyazi ukuthi endile vele umuntu oyindoda ayebonakala ngokuthi nobuningi bezifuyo zakhe njalo makhangele ukuthi ilanga leli ngendlela elithisa ngakhona malingaqhubeka lithisa ngendlela elithisa ngakhona manje futhi ngagcina silahlekela izifuyo eziningi ngoba sikhangele abaningivele banante ngezifuyo singasakhangelanga indaba zemayini ngokuningi lethu sibhalanse ngezifuyo so indaba ivele ithi kuqala ezifuyweni singavele sijele njena lizofuyo sekuzoyehluleka ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi siyiphilise ngezigaba ngezigaba ngoba ngokuningi vele yikho lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi siyithole khona inzuzo ngoba makhangele ilangamandlela ngikhulumisele manje amasisi abantu abaningi aweile sekungamashaka yena ngoba ngamashaka ingabandleli so kutho ukuthi asazi ukuthi kuzoba njani lo nyaka into ekade sishisa ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi sithole uncedo masinyane especially kuma-NGOs nakuma-contracti besayina ama-contracti besinesifiso sokuthi besincedise kakhulu bekwanise ukusayina ama-long term contract bengasayini ama-short term contract ngoba lo nyaka mbona ngazani kungaba nzima kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ncube baba Matema. Ngesikhathi lesikwejele ukuthi abantu babe sebeqalisa ke ukudla izinto ezithene ezabe ziphuma emasimini lonyaka emasimini kunjani kule themba nalo ukuthi abantu bangazuza okuncane bengadobha lapha lalaphana na
akula lutho ngicho ukuthi kumbe ukuthi kuthiwa bangadobha lokhu uludebe into abatheba ngalo nalo luyabamagamu awungani udla isihaqa okwakhathesi kubi sibili kakhulu ngoba kulantoni ngathi abantu bangaphephela kiwo ngoba nenkomo bayesaba ukuthi bavuluchapho kunganazela ngalesi sikhathi izithelo eziningi ziyalitholakala egangeni okuthi abantu babe zilodebelele usidombuka besenzani lonyaka ngakukho konke khonokho onke indumba eziyabe ziyimbida nani ngakukho konke kunokho umbuzo le nje uzivele utshilele phansi angisangeneki emasimini uyesabeka ngisho uthini lawo amanzi futhi ngikhangele ukuthi azashoda
yebaba Matema ngilibambe mbijana khonapho kulo munye ofonileyo manini simuze bese ngiqhubekela phambili alo lingenile kuhlelo salibonani Hello. Yebo linjani?
Eh mfowethu nganoma uyangizwa na?
Yeah, hayi ngiyakuzwa baba. Eh ungenile kuhlelo, usithinta ungapi?
Nangise South Africa baba.
Hayi siyabonga ukubona njani umumo lo ole oyendlala lapha eZimbabwe.
Eh mfowethu lo mu lesimo leso sibi kakhulu. Sibi kakhulu. Ekuyikuthi eminyakeni edlule seke ngayibona, ngibona ukuthi kuza kuba kubi kakhulu ngoba manje amabele akhona sheshe atha masinyane and futhi namanzi mangithi ngibhekile wezifuyo azosheshe ashe, okuyikuthi yinkinga enkulu kakhulu, okuyikuthi bengathiwa bekungancediseka. Angazi kanjani, kodwa ke sengikhalela abantu ngoba abantu lapho abanakekelwanga lapho eZimbabwe. Afumcamba amanganzi okukhuluma nje iqiniso, ubhekwe laba abaphezulu abavele abadlayo, kodwa ke laba abakuground lapho bazokufa. Angifuni ukutela amanga ngendlela isimo esingakhona, kunzima.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ukusixhuma kuhlelo. Siqhubekela phambili, lingaphenduka ndune yami Mathema, liqhubekele phambili lichasise belikuchasisa njalo lisiphe nje imbono yenu ngosanda kokukhuluma lapha obesixhuma eSouth Africa.
Hayi bangaqhubeka umithi wethu kodaba naye nendlela abona ngayo, kodwa mina lapho okunye elenti ukuthi ngikugcinelele kumbe ngikuchaye ukuzwela ukuthi kufana ukuthi ngabe khathesi uhulumende uzephumile usefaka amadrinki kuze izigaba zonke uzame ukuthi ugede amanzi, ngoba amanzi vele yiwo impilo yabantu, yiwo inotho. Ngathi ngasikhangele lonyaka kawakho amanzi, so abantu bazalamba amanzi, bazaba impomo yalamba amanzi. Bengikhangelele ukuthi njengoba i-climate change ingatsho nto efike namuhla, yinto vele besihlala sihelwa ukuthi ikhona. Besiyibonele ngani siyibuzibala okufanele ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi uhulumende ngakule nto enje evele ekwazi ukuthi avele asaphangise athi attend to this, ngoba ngike ngaba seBotswana ngoDisemba already they are pulling amanzi from ePhalabhe esiya kuthiwa emuzibulo is about 200 kilometers. Engikhangelela ukuthi layo i-situation esilayo leyo kufanele ukuthi izambe ngewater project, ngabe sikhuluma ukuthi i-pipeline yonke isiyenziwe ibone ukuthi izonto isibulawayo ngamanzi, ngoba hhayi isimo ngathi uma ngakuhla.
Hayi siyabonga. Siphenduke kuwe Councillor Ncube, udaba lwamanzi lapha kuminjani khona ngapho eMangwe? Sikhangela izifuyo konke labantu abadinga ukuthi babethola amanzi okunatha, kuminjani ngalesi sikhathi?
Indaba yamanzi iyahlisa kakhulu ngoba amakulandelela izikotsho ezisebenza kakhulu, izikotsho ezindala ezaya kwakudala and nazikhangele kakhulu izikotsho lezi, insimbi zakhona sezavuswa. One. Two, ngoba kutshisa kanje i-water table iyayisha. Mayisihlile bese sithole ukuthi insimbi ezafakwa laphana zafakwa isikhathi busasenamanzi, amanzi sasemaningi. So ngobuningi bazo zona lezo zikotho sezihotha umoya, ngenxa yokuthi manje ukushisa khona lokhu sekuyehlise ama-water table. Mina ma ngikhangele kwami iwadi kunezikotho eziningi kakhulu 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 ezifuna i-attention ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe zingagejwa futhi zithone ukuze kutholakale amanzi. Weni ma ngikhangele namadamu, amadamu amaningi seyagcwala udaka, amanye seyadilika. Ngikhuluma nje manje ewadini kulamadamu ayi-2 kuphela engabona edine amanzi, kwezinye indawo akula madamu. So ngikhuluma nje isifuyo ngobuningi izakhamizi bayakotshoza and ubunzima obukhona ezakhamizini eziningi abantwana sebahamba baya egoli basala ogogo labokhulu. So uma besele ogogo labokhulu izifuyo zonke
lezi ngathi sezikhole. So kusuka kube nzimba laphana kudinga kudala ukuthi khona a izakhamizi zigcine sezilahlekelwa izifuyo mhlawumbe zigcine sezihamba ngegama. So indaba yamanzi vele very critical. Mina ngokubona kwami i-prioritize indaba yamanzi kuqala ngoba amanzi evele eyimpilo wona ngokwawo singabasaba ukudla phezulu. Indawo ingaba namanzi mina ngibona i-survivor kakhulu kunokuthi kube lokuya okungasimanzi.
Hayi siyabonga ye baba Mathema siyabona iindubo zonke lezi. Ithemba labantu lingavela ngapi lapha njengoba kukhanya sengathi kuwomile kangaka njalo le ntengo lase sesiya sikhwela libona sengathi kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi kuphathiswe abantu
ukudla okuthengiswayo lokudla okufonwayo ikakhulu nxa kulokulokhu okuthengiswayo kuyakufanele kusondele kakhulu kubuye ebantwini abantu bakuthenge kuseduze kube sekufika lokudla kwenkomo lakho kuyabe kufisa ukuthi kusukuswe lapho emathawuni lapha kakhulu kuye kuhlalele emakhaya khona ngale lapho kuvele kulenkomo khona kube yikho ukudla okulanda inkomo abantu bekwenzela ukuthi bangabi le-cost yokuthwala ngoba into engiyibone ngani izalimazana laba ababefisa ukuthi bafide kodwa amabhoni fanele agede sibile indawo phose zonke ekwenzela ukuthi amanzi azuzakale nxa kudingakala ukuthi njalo amanye amadamu avulwe ngoba nanzelele kule damu lapha esikhule njengomthabezi liyalithi kwesikhathi kungaba nzima njengoba kunje bangavula amanzi eshelele umfula laphana abantu bangazuzela phezulu amanzi ethelethelweni ngenkomo zizize kunathi ngoba ukuphila kwenkomo yikho kwenzela ukuthi kuphile umuntu naye inkomo zifile abantu indlala izabo izabashupha kakhulu okumangalisayo kodwa ama-prize lawo awokudla kufanele kwehliswe ngoba kungananzelele ama-prize nxa uqathanisa leholo kakuhambisani iholo zathola ukuthi kakula muntu okhola kodwa i-$500 ezimbabwe ungananzelela xa ukhangela babesithi ukuthi sonke abantu phose abaningi or the majority of the people bangaphansi kwe-poverty data line okungangokuthi ufike abantu bathole ubuzima obukhulu ngoba ukwenza abantwana yinto evele izima kakhulu nxa kuvele ilizwe lingamanga kuthi njalo abantu bengafoli imali ezibasuthisayo kumbe endelele ukuthi ngiyedwedwa lokhu kudla abaphisetikilekhona sengetafula abantwana bayo.
Hayi siyabonga sekungene njalo kuhlelo ubaba uEffie Dlela Ncube oyingcwethi ecubungula ezwe notho baba Ncube sibona kule mipiko ekhutshiweyo eveza ukuthi iZimbabwe yilo ilizwe eliphezulu nxa kukhangela i-inflation linalokhu likubona njani?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ithuba lokuba ngabe ngihlanganyele engcosweni. Kuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba kusho ukuthi izinto ziyakhwela kakhulu, intengo yazo zishiyana kakhulu leholo labantu. Kanti kasingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabasebenzi, kabaqhatshwanga, kakula industry, kakula economy yokuthi basebenze. Ngokunjalo-ke iningi labantu vele kabanayo leyo kuthiwa phecelezi i-income, indlela yenzuzo abangakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngayo. Bengabayanga benjalo behlupheka kanjalo besidla imbuya ngothi kanjalo bathola into zikhwela zisiya phezulu zingeneliseki. Kutho khona ukuthi kuza kwanda lokho esithi malnutrition, ukugula ngenxa yokuswela ukudla okwaneliselileyo emzimbeni. Kutho khona ukuthi abantwana besikolo abaningi babehamba bengadlanga okuzabalimaza kakhulu ezifundweni zabo. Kutho kakhulu khona lokho njalo ukuthi abaningi sebezabalala bengadlanga nokuya kwesikhathi bagcine belimana njalo emzimbeni yabo. Kanti imali eningi ekade abantu beyisebenzisa ukufundisa abantwana, ukusa abantu ezibhedlela, ukubhadala irenti nokwenza zonke leziyazinto ezibathintayo isizathenga ukudla ngokuba kuyakhwela ukudla, kuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-food inflation, iyakhwela kakhulu. Isho ukuthi abantu kabasenelisi ukuthi bathenge ukudla ngokuba abaningi bekwengabayanga.
Ye ungakayikhatshana laphana Ncube sikhangela isimo lesi konke lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla kanye lokuswelakala kokudla umnyaka lo liwubona unjani njalo yikwini okungaphathisa?
umnyaka lomubi kakhulu ngawuqathanisa leminyaka yendlala yokuswelakala kwezulu yesomiso. Lo nyaka yona le isilimo lesisizini lesikhuluma ngento abanye abayisebe iqambo 1947 khona le mqoba ngokuba asikhangelelanga ukuthi kube lezulu eliya ngaphi. Njengoba izulu lingananga kutsho khona ukuthi isivuno sizaba singane, nxa isivuno sisingane kuyasilela ukudla. Nakusilela ukudla kuyakhwela kudule njengoba sisisho, kanti-ke abantu bazaswela amanzi. Amanzi-ke ukuswelakala kwawo kuthinta izinto eziningi kakhulu, kakuthinti kudla kuphela, kakuthinti isiwa recirculation, ukuhamba kwezinto lezi esithi yisiwa, kakuthinti manzi okunatha kumba ukuthelezela kuphela. Kuyathinta njalo indlela yokutholakala kwe-electricity. Njengoba sise-Southern Africa kunganangi izulu, asibali nje eZimbabwe kuphela, kuse-Southern Africa. Kutsho khona ukuthi umfula lo kuthiwa nguZambezi kasoze abe namanzi eneleyo ukuthi iKaripa leCampo-Rabassa zisithe amagetsi. Kutsho khona ukuthi sizasilela amagetsi, nxa kusilela amagetsi kuzalimaza ezomnotho njalo. So ziningi izinto ezizaba yinkinga. Okudingakalayo ukuthi kwenziwe esimeni esinjengasona lesi ukuthi uhulumende adikle lokhu esithi i-national disaster ngokuphangisa, ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into ekhona elizweni, ama-resources wonke asetshenziswe ukuthi aphe abantu ukudla, avikele izifuyo, ngokuba izifuyo ziyinotho, izifuyo ziyi-income, izifuyo kulapho kuphilwa khona ebantwini njengoba bengena-industry. Kukhuliswe njalo indlela zokuthi kugejwe izibhorane zokubambisa edolobheni, ngokuba emadolobheni abantu vele bazaswela amanzi. Khona manje sikhuluma abantu bahlela 4 days bengelawo amanzi ngo-February lo. Kuyafika nini u-August, u-September, u-October, kusho ukuthi abantu bazobe sebevalela amanzi isikhathi eside. Kuyadingeka ukuthi kube nendlela zona lezo zokuthi bagejele amabhoholi. Kuyadingeka-ke futhi ukuthi uhulumende ngokuya phambili singasabali lonyaka kuphela, kube nendlela ezilula lezo kuthiwa ngeze-water harvesting, ukugcina amanzi, kube namadamu amaningi, izifula lezifundana lemifula, kube namadamu amanzi alondolozwe. Kube nendlela njalo zokuthi kutholakale amanzi akagesi angazeli emanzini.
Yes,
siyabonga khona lokho. Kodwa-ke sesingagijimisa kwakhathesi ngoba sine-emergency, kudingakala izinto ezizakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lokudla bangafi, izifuyo zingafi.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ncube. Isikhathi sesigijimile. Esintwini sethu sizatshela unduna uMathema ukuthi asigqibele ngamafitshane laphana. Ngenani baba, lisigqibele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu hayi ngibone ngani singabambabamba khonokho esikuthintayo okwakhathesi yikho okuyabe kumbeka bengikhalelele ukuthi uhulumende okwakhathesi inhlelo zokwakha lokho imigwaqo nangani okunye kungalela otshelini yokuyikhangele indaba yokudla ngokuzizeke kwenza abantu baphile. Okunye lokhu kuza sokubonakala ngoba abantu basesimeni esiyisibili esibuhlungu, ngoba njengoba ngikhethile nje ukuthi nxa kuvele kuthile inkomo abantu labo bayathula, kodwa ngaso kuthisa inkomo sokuzipha abantu. And ungakhangela kakhulu emthulweni wangapha emandebeleni, utho ukuthi nxa kuza kuthi inkomo sokusisa isikolo, ngoba abantu vele babhadala amasizi ngayo ukuthingisa inkomo lezo. So ukuthi sibe nabantu abazafunda kuhle okwalesi sikhathi siphakathi kwe ikhala lakhe enkunzi yendlala le kuzavele ukuthi ibambeka kanzima kakhulu.
Ye, hayi siyabonga baba Mathema. Ngithatha lesi sikhathi ukuthi ngibonge lonke elingenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately we are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.